ABC Radio Australia.
French President Emmanuel Macron has completed the New Caledonian leg of his Pacific tour, telling residents there a new settlement will be formed for the future of the territory. He's also used the trip to flex French military muscle in the region, announcing the build-up of military forces on the territory. Pacific Beat's Jan Kahoot with this report.
In his long-awaited speech, French President Emmanuel Macron says New Caledonia needs to move forward as a territory with two future pathways. But first, New Caledonia needs to reconcile with its past and settle historical differences.
Mais qui sont notre devoir de sortir du face-à-face.
We need to come out of the face-to-face tensions, which is the only way that will allow the path of the future of New Caledonia in the Republic and in the Pacific. It is the path of apology and the path of common ambition and of the future.
The president also touched on the territory's political future. He used a speech to accept the results of the territory's recent referendums, which rejected independence. Mr. Macron says a new settlement would need to be agreed on by anti-independence and pro-independence parties to give New Caledonia a special autonomous status.
We need to build this new status, however we want to do it. I don't want to hurry anyone. On this point about the status, he must construct himself in consensus and have common respect and have active hearing and listening where no chair is left empty.
New Caledonian historian and political science researcher Izmet Kutovic says the new settlement will move the territory as part of France. He says it could look similar to how the Cook Islands or American Samoa are governed.
Cook Islands look the federal state of Micronesia with the USA. Look the Faroe Island with Norway. You know, look the Monaco status with France. You know, there is in the world countries that are very autonomous country, but still under the constitutional law of another country.
However, he says New Caledonia can still have a referendum of independence if demanded as per the constitution of France.
It means that if the pact is agreed, it can last a long time. But the French constitution still allows overseas territory to have a referendum on independence or not.
Anti-independence leader of the party Le Rassemblement, Virginie Rouchnoff, welcomed the new arrangement.
That means that New Caledonia is French and will stay French. There is no question about that. That means now we have to work to give to New Caledonia a new institution, and the electorate body will be open. It's very important for us because 42,000 people in New Caledonia are out of this electoral body.
President Macron also plans to make New Caledonia a key linchpin in bolstering France's military power point against China.
I have just voted this law in, and in a few days we'll have this new military program, which includes engagement for Caledonia and strong and clear consensus with more than 200 military staff worth 18 billion Pacific francs in direct investments.
He says independence will slow things down.
Look at the Indo-Pacific axis, as this will help us to come out of our debate over this decades-long question of independence. If independence is to choose to have a Chinese naval base here tomorrow, or being dependent on other fleets, good luck. That is not independence.
Bon courage. Ça s'appelle pas l'indépendance.
And that report from the Pacific Beat's Jan Kahoot. Now for more on the French president's visit to the Pacific, we're joined by Ireland's business correspondent, Nick McLellan, who's on the line from Noumea. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Alan.
Now, Nick, that was a highly anticipated visit by the French president. You're there on the ground, and from your observations, how was he received in New Caledonia?
He's been received differently by different people. Yesterday, there were thousands of people gathered in Noumea's central square, the Place de Cocotier, waving Bleu Blanc Rouge, the French tricolour, and he got strong support from the speech from non-Indigenous New Caledonians. At the same time, there's been you know, a very critical response to the tone of his major speech yesterday afternoon, particularly issues that he's raised. Yesterday morning, there was a round table between the president and key New Caledonian politicians as he set out his plans for a future political statute for the country. But that was boycotted by key members of Union Caledonienne, the largest independence party, including Congress Speaker Roch Lomiton.
Now, Nick, you mentioned that speech there, which Macron gave in Numea. It was over an hour long. Now, in that speech, he stressed the result of the 2021 independence referendum was not a full stop, but a semicolon. What did he mean by that?
He said that through the three referendums held between 2018 and 2021, that, and I quote, New Caledonia is French because it has chosen to remain French. He wants to forge ahead now to reform the French constitution, to change the electoral body for the local political institutions, and to indeed review the status and standing capacity of those political institutions. The problem is that key members of the FLNKS, the Kanak Socialist National Liberation Front, still contest the validity of the third referendum held in December 2021, simply because turnout for that vote halved in the middle of the COVID pandemic. Supporters of independence just stayed away from the polls. And indeed, to this day, the independence leaders like Roch Lomiton have raised concern that France has not addressed their critique of the legitimacy of that vote. One of the striking things about the speech yesterday was that basically President Macron said that with or without all political leaders, he would forge ahead with plans to hold a meeting in Paris in August and then seek to reform the constitution in early 2024. That's required because the Numea Accord, the long-standing political framework agreement that's governed New Caledonia for 25 years, is entrenched in the French constitution. There are real questions, though, about whether he's got the numbers in the French parliament to do that change.
After Macron's speech, where does it leave the pro-independence group, given that Macron wants to forge ahead with the results of the last referendum?
There's a lot of discussion between the different components of the independence movement, not only the key parties that make up the FLNKS, this coalition of four parties, but there are other forces, including trade unions, churches and others, that support independence. There'll be a series of discussions internally, I'm sure, this Saturday. Union Caledonienne, the largest political party in the FLNKS, will be holding an executive meeting, and there'll be some pretty lively discussions about the way forward. There are a lot of concerns from grassroots members of parties like UC. Indeed, some put out statements in the lead-up to Macron's visit saying he wasn't welcome. There were rallies on the outskirts of Numea yesterday with trade unionists and independence supporters flying the Kanak flag. So there's, I think, some discussion and debate still to happen over the coming days. Meanwhile, France's President Macron is travelling on to Vanuatu, to Papua New Guinea, to assert France's role as an Indo-Pacific power. Mm-hmm. He talked about climate action, but he also talked a lot about military issues. Mm. Hundreds more troops to New Caledonia, more military spending, and indeed hoping to create a defence academy to train troops from neighbouring Pacific countries. That, once again, will raise questions in countries like Vanuatu and Papua New Guinea.
Yes, and that was one of the criticisms from pro-independence groups, that France is more concerned with promoting itself as an Indo-Pacific power than listening in the interests of the New Caledonian people. Is that the impression that you got on the streets there in New Caledonia?
Very much so. Speaking to people, there was a real sense that a lot of the stage-managed events during the last few days have been geared to projecting France's role as an Indo-Pacific power, what President Macron talks about as a balancing force in the region between major powers, United States and China. There was a lot of symbolism. For example, a military review held on Tuesday morning at Place Bir Hakim, where he reviewed military troops. There were two Rafale jet fighters overflew in a sort of what I thought was a Top Gun moment. France is trying to sell these high-tech jet fighters to India, to Indonesia, to other regional powers. So some people in New Caledonia that I've spoken to felt that this was focused more on France than on the interests of people of New Caledonia and indeed of neighbouring countries. There's already been criticism, for example, from Vanuatu, from members of parliament, that they want France to address the question of maritime boundaries and the disputed status of Matthew and Hunter Islands, which has been a long-running dispute, and they've raised calls for President Macron to address this issue when it comes to Vanuatu. So people are wondering what the deployment of France, its role as an Indo-Pacific power, actually means for people of the region.
Mm. Now, in that speech he gave in Niamey, he also, am I right in saying he also mentioned China in that speech about naval bases in New Caledonia?
He made a throwaway about China, basically suggesting that if an independent New Caledonia was to welcome China in and a Chinese military base, well, bad luck for you. It was a pretty fierce tone in that part of his speech, and I think it reflected also on the tone that he'll bring to visits to Papua New Guinea and Vanuatu, where apparently in Vanuatu he'll make a major speech on this broader question of regional geopolitics. I think despite the claim that France is seeking to balance between the two powers, it's very clearly projecting itself as part of the broader Western alliance seeking to contain Chinese influence within Pacific Island countries. And he'll be looking to assert France's role, remembering, of course, that France was really slapped down by the Biden administration and Australia and Britain to a certain extent with the 2021 AUKUS announcement that really, you know, it was a major blow to French pretensions in the region. France's military capacity, despite the overflight of Rafale fighters, is very much focused on things like humanitarian and disaster response, and France doesn't bring a lot to the table in the broader geopolitical challenges, particularly seen around Taiwan and rising Chinese influence in parts of the region.
Mm. Now, Emmanuel Macron is the first French president to visit non-French territories in the Pacific. Nick, what do you think is the significance of that aspect of his trip?
Well, indeed, there was one French president who went to what was then the New Hebrides in 1966, just 3 months after the French conducted their first nuclear test at Mururoa Atoll. Then President Charles de Gaulle went to Port Vila for 5 hours on his way to witness a nuclear test at Mururoa. You know, France is seeking to improve its shaken legitimacy in the region, trying to say we've moved past the nuclear era. And I think it's significant that it's unprecedented for any French president to visit independent Vanuatu, independent Papua New Guinea. At the same time, French Foreign Minister Catherine Colonna, who accompanied the President Macron, has visited Fiji. France is eager to burnish its reputation as a climate actor, as a provider of development assistance, and as a partner within the Pacific Islands Forum, through agencies like the Forum, SPREP, SPC, and so on. Once again, there are questions about France's capacity to deliver and whether this is acting in the interests of local people or whether it's part of this broader geopolitical game that sees, as we speak, US Defense Minister in Papua New Guinea, American Secretary of State elsewhere in the region. You know, this geopolitical game that's going on, there's a real question about how much it's about broader agendas rather than the priority concerns of Pacific Island peoples, which, as we know, puts climate change at the centre of the security debate.
Nick, thank you for joining us this morning. And I suppose you'll be keeping track of Emmanuel Macron's visit into Vanuatu and Papua New Guinea.
Yeah, look, I think the next few days will be significant, and it's a really important time. It's been 5 years since the French president travelled to the region, I think there are all questions, though, about the follow-through. Macron is pretty politically weak at home. People will know that there's been massive protests over his pension reforms. There's been literally rioting in the streets over the recent police killing of a young person. Macron, you know, is very weak within the French political institutions. His opinion polls have dropped substantially. Part of this trip is to burnish his reputation as a statesman as well. So there's real questions about the follow-through, and that's certainly the case for this new political statute that he's proposing for New Caledonia. There's a long way to go before it's implemented.